This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free book or free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, I have a little interview from Games Hub. Did a very interesting interview with a book writer. A little bit of Microsoft news and a little bit of Nintendo news. But today, we begin with Diablo 4. Eurogamer.net did say that Diablo 4 will have no plans for the tab overlay map. So, at Enduer, aka Christopher, did say on Twitter, quote, "Will there be a tab overlay map eventually added to the game? I really missed able to look at the map while moving in D4. And at Rod Ferguson, one of the developers, said, no plans at the moment. But it did say at the moment. So, will there be one in a future patch? Well, we shall see. But for right now, when you log into the game, later on this year, there will be no overlay map. There's no plans for it. We stick with the Blizzard games, because DualShockers did say that Dragonflight Embers of Netheron will have a revamped upgrade system and a new raid. So, Blizzard did show that there's going to be more content coming to World of Warcraft, Dragonflight. And that will be coming with the Embers of Netheron update. So, it will come out with new installments. The first one will come out on May 2nd, and the second one will come out on May 9th. That will have weekly challenges and a new zone called Zarlek Cavern, in which there will be some new allies and foes within the cavern itself. Now, the cavern does lie between Breldrakken and Onrean Plains. Now, within that new zone, you'll have inhabitants like Drogbar and Niffen. And the new faction named Niffen will have their willingness to trade with outsiders. So maybe they're the good guys. Now the new raid will be exploring the secret laboratory hidden within the cavern, the Zarlek Cavern. And we'll have new enemies including Rashak, Kazara, the Vigilant Steward, Sikarn. Those are it. At least that's what we know for now. But the cavern is home to inhabitants like Al-Kanan, Swooping Flare, Redolent Weck, and Sylphrayer. So, I don't see a name within this post as to what the raid will be, but I'm sure that all you World of Warcraft players will like it. Now we stick with the Microsoft side. Let's talk about this first, because Destructoid did say that South Africa may approve the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal. So, the South African Competition Commission did approve the deal without conditions, and they're joining Brazil, Japan, Saudi Arabia backing the deal. Now, I think we did mention that South Africa was looking to approve this, but this is more information that is saying that they will approve this without any reconciliation. Basically, no deals have to be made, anything like that, so they're not standing in the way. And Microsoft did celebrate with that, well, maybe not, because according to Eurogamer, they announced April's next wave of Game Pass games, which will have, as of today, Microsoft Legends, that'll be cloud, console, and PC. On April 20th will be Coffee Talk Episode 2, Hibiscus and Butterfly, that'll be cloud, console, and PC. Medieval Dynasty, Xbox One. It's already up on X and S and PC. And April 21st will be Homestead Arcana. That'll be cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. April 26th will have Cassette Beasts, PC only. And April 27th will be BlazBlue, Crosstag Battle Special Edition, cloud, console, and PC. And the last of Benefic Fox, console, and PC. May 2nd will have Redfall. We know all the stories about that game. But what will be unavailable starting April 30th will be Bugsnax, Destroy All Humans, Dragon Quest Builders 2, Tetris Effect, and Unsold. So get them while you still can. You got 12 days as of this recording. Now, Destructoid also reported that Tom Clancy's Division will be up on the Ubisoft social media sites. In fact, the Division game did say on Twitter, quote, "Clear your calendar for April 20th because we're about to take you on a journey through the past, present, and a future of Division franchise. Hashtag Divisions Day." Where? Twitch.tv/Ubisoft and YouTube.com/Ubisoft. And when? 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. CEST, and 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And I'll be talking about the Division 2, Division Heartland, Division Resurgence. That is what we know. But we shall see what happens next with them. Now, Destructoid also did say that Ubisoft will be extending Defiance beta. Why? Because there has been trouble with the first closed beta test. So because of the trouble, they are going to extend this test. Now, the problems did first pop up a few days after it went live on April the 13th, because players couldn't get past a certain point in the progression system. So that had to be fixed, and right away. In fact, Mark Rubin at Pixels of Mark, did say on Twitter, "Oh, and if all goes well and the servers finally gain some stability, then I think we should take a look at extending the beta, but I have to see what it would mean for the team." In fact, further on in the thread, he said, quote, "I've been absolutely floored with the reception so far with all the issues that we've had. We wanted to make this game out of our love for gaming, and we can't be successful without you, the players." So that, too, is very, very curious. Now, Eurogamer did say that Nintendo will have their Indie World showcase tomorrow. So, here's what Nintendo of America did say on Twitter. "Join us tomorrow, April 19th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, for a new Indie World NA showcase. Tune in for roughly 20 minutes of reveals, announcements, and updates on indie games for Nintendo Switch." So, we'll see what they have in store, probably in tomorrow's show. But we end with a conversation. And this comes to us from GamesHub.com. And they had a talk with Brendan Koeg. And he basically wrote a book that's entitled, "The Video Game Industry Does Not Exist. Why We Should Think Beyond Commercial Game Production." So, a very interesting discussion. It basically goes over a bit of his history. And also as to, well, here's one of the questions. Quote, when did your broader opinion on games to start to develop, and what motivated you to write this book, inviting further conversations on the industry as a whole? That's the question. And he went on with a pretty big answer. So that's up on GamesHub.com. And by the way, if you want all the links to all of the stories that I bring to you in GQDN, you have to be a Patreon and you have to have our Discord. Just a couple of hoops. It's okay. I gave you the link, the Patreon, at the beginning of the show, patreon.com/thegroupquest. And you can find where all the shows are linked up at thegroupquest.com. And by the way, you can go check out everybody on the Dawn Forge Network at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow. Maybe we'll send Nintendo news. We'll see. Go play some games, people.